All right, up next, let's do Shark Tornado. With this one, I thought excellent production on a song that's otherwise only sort of pretty good. And I noticed that the ending cuts off a little early. From my notes, I can't remember, and I didn't mention it. Is this another JB? I can't recall.
This is JB. This is JB. I know Glenn Case is in this somewhere, and who else is in Shark Tornado? Can't think of all the members right now off the top of my head.
But yeah, we used to complain a lot in previous podcasts about people who would just cut the ending off without letting a crash cymbal go all the way through, or without, you know, turning the volume down at the end, and this is one of those that does that, and I'm like, come on, get with it, you should know better.
It's almost like they were up against a strict deadline or something.
Yeah, almost as if they weren't working on another dozen songs for submission to this. But yeah, the pettiest thing that I could say about it, but still, it's there.
It didn't leave a huge impression on me. I could tell it was, you know, well made, and it sounded good. But like, you know, have you ever had that experience? You're listening along, and you're like, wait, is he singing about a goat? Like, I'm pretty sure that thing on the chin was a goat. I don't know. I have very sparse notes on this one, but like, that was what I noted, that there may have been a goat involved.
So Shark Tornado has JB and Mo, and I think it has MC Frontalot, but I don't know if he actually appeared in this version, and they may have had Glenn in it instead. But that's inside baseball. Okay, I thought the song was incredibly okay.
Like,
the only thing that stood out to me was the little guitar flourish at the end. This song wouldn't stick out to me in a pack of 10, let alone a pack of, we're nearing 100 right now.
Yeah.
So there needs to be more contrast between the chorus and the verses. I think that was the biggest problem for me. Like, JB kind of just stayed on that, like, there was no points where that vocal really jumped up, got some more energy. It just all just kind of stayed in the same place. It's what I call the Jar of Hearts problem, because if you ever listen to that song Jar of Hearts by Christina Perry, it all kind of sits in the same place as you go swimming your way through it. And that's how it felt with this.